HarperCollins presents Deadhead by C.J. Skews. Read by Georgia Maguire. How can I be substantial without casting a shadow? I must have a dark side too, if I am to be whole. Carl Gustav Jung, founder of analytical psychiatry. Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2020. Barnes & Noble, 5th Avenue, New York City. 1. Space invaders. Arm over spill, leg over step, sole of shoe overhang. 2. Woman on her phone coming out of Sephora who barged into me and told me to apologise. Have wheelchair, must have attitude, it seems. 3. Cab drivers who stink of beefy crotch sweat. 4. That jowly cook news guy, Guy Majors. 5. Grandpa Joe. You lazy, lazy bastard. You can smell Brian coming. He's the store manager. He bounds onto the makeshift stage with all the elegance of a dying rhino. Grey trousers at half-mast, stain on hurriedly bought tie, pustules along his chin. Greasy hair scraped into an elastic band by fingernails caked up with newsprint and old cum. We're on the mezzanine. 20 lines of chairs in the endless biographies section. It's standing room only. I'm at the back, facing the aisle between a woman with a bulky handbag and a MAGA-capped Hulk Hogan lookalike with more earrings than actual ear. At the front, behind two vacant stools and mic stands, is a huge poster of the book cover with my face on. The Sweet Pea Killer. The True Confessions of Rhiannon Lewis. I've gone to town on decorations. Paper lay garlands draped over bookshelves. Fake roses dangling from jutting Barbara Streisand memoirs. Fake petals scattered around the carpet. Everyone on seats or standing is carrying a copy of the book. My book. Wow, 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 fellas. Look at the old girl now, fellas. They're giving out iced biscuits, too. Flower-shaped. Nice touch. The tray is empty by the time it gets to me, of course. Typical. God forbid someone nips out the back to open another packet and refill it. I spent the best part of my 20s trying to get a book deal. And now I have a best-selling book out with my face on the cover and my story within the pages. And it's been at the top of the non-fiction bestseller lists for the last 4 months. The only problem is, I can take none of the credit. No glow radiates on me. Opportunity has knocked, and once again, I'm fucking out. Not one of those Best Book Awards or Author of the Year Awards or invitations to New York Fashion Week has my name on it. They all have his name on it. Freddie Littoncini, the man whose name is on the cover above mine. He is the author. I am merely his muse.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for coming out on this freezing night.
Brian laughs nervously into his mic.
A few more minutes and we'll welcome our special guest to the stage.
He reads out some fire regs and notices of upcoming events with Michelle Obama and that owl who saved the kids from the barn fire, before bouncing off, black t-shirt patchy with sweat. Clearly there's an issue. The star turn has thrown a wobbler over the blue M&Ms or the wrong puppies they got him to play with in the green room while he waits. Nevertheless, all gussets throb with anticipation. Freddie asked me once why I wasn't milking my fame more, back in the days when Craig had just been banged up for my crimes and I found myself basking in his reflected glory. I'd been offered a shit ton of telework and magazines to tell my story as girlfriend of a serial killer. Could have earned thousands. He said I was a headliner. I should be centre stage, like Dolores Van Cartier in Sister Act. And now, here I am, centre stage, and everyone's throwing flowers at my understudy. I couldn't answer him then. I can now. Brian gets a message and bounds back on and through his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?